Have everyone's attention, please.
ESPN 97.5 and Gal Media are proud to welcome the Texas A&M Aggies to the Gal family.
We appreciate the partnership. You know, hopefully we can do something weekly with you guys on a consistent basis and, you know, be able to tell our story and get the real information out that everybody wants to get on a consistent basis. And I think it's great for both of us.
Gig 'em. Mike and Mike.
Do you know what my usual course of action when I have some sort of significant disagreement is? I will write a sternly worded letter.
Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
And in my opinion, that is the best and appropriate way to settle a dispute.
On ESPN 97.5. Your home for sports.
Deep down the field for Roland. Oh, did he catch that? He did.
Houston's only FM sports station.
Unbelievable grab at the 10-yard line.
ESPN 97.5. The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, it's draft night. And we've also got, well, I'm not sure there's much else, but we'll come up with something. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday. The weekend's almost here. Beautiful day outside. Everybody should be in a good mood.
You in a good mood?
Yeah, I'm in pretty good mood.
All right.
I mean, not a outstanding mood, but a pretty good mood.
Okay.
I'm kind of at the end of a work day. How's that? So okay. Usually this is the start of the work day. Today's kind of the end of the work day, but I'm kind of fired up because I've accomplished a hell of a lot. So yeah, all right. I'm going to go with, on a scale of 10, about an 8 today.
All right.
Which is about as low as it gets usually. I don't get much lower than that.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah. You know, until I start getting, you know, texts that piss me off. Then yeah, I get down to about a 5.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the whole muting thing is working really well. What's going on with you?
Same old stuff. I'm a little frustrated. John won't tell me what's going on, why we're not running the NBA draft tonight. He's a secret keeper guy. I don't like that.
Yeah, but that's John's new answer to things when he doesn't really want to tell us.
It's just
a long story.
So tell me the damn story.
It's like, we have time. It's 20 minutes before we have to be on air.
I don't have anything else going on. Not to mention, I mean, we'll be here for the next 3 hours for sure.
Yeah, just drop it in there. Just, you know, just show us a little bit. But, he should just say, sorry, guys,
Everything's a
you.
Big secret.
Yeah.
This whole place, it's a big secret.
Well, so, yeah, we don't have the draft tonight.
Yeah.
But, I guess we'll just have to watch it on TV.
Yeah. What else is going on? Oh, I've been... All day. Is there a deadline or something that I've missed on if you're going to play in the Olympics or not? Like the Olympic basketball team? I guess they're trying to narrow down their roster. But it seems like with everything else that's going on, Zika and all that stuff, people being injured, people wanting to rest, I think there's a lot of people, I mean... The team is almost going to be what it is. You know, like if we could find 12 guys who want to go down to Brazil.
And get Zika, yeah.
Yeah, that's our team. But I keep seeing all day, like, this guy's in, this guy's not in, this guy's in, this guy's not in. And I thought that it was, I don't know. I assumed that they already had an idea of what they were going to be working with down there since, you know, this starts up in August.
Right.
You kind of would have think you expect that they would know something by now.
Well, I don't blame guys like LeBron and Steph Curry who are playing into June and playing game sevens for saying, you know what?
Well, Curry's out.
Yeah, he's out.
From
LeBron appears to be out.
That's my guess. I don't think he's announced yet, but that's my guess. Here's a list of the players that are out, and you tell me this team wouldn't win a gold medal. Anthony Davis.
He's okay.
Chris Paul.
Pretty good.
Damian Lillard.
Decent.
Russell Westbrook.
Overrated.
James Harden.
No comment.
Steph Curry.
Pretty good.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Doesn't suck.
John Wall.
Okay.
Blake Griffin.
Punk.
Andre Drummond. Kawhi Leonard.
Pretty good. Yeah, that you throw that team out there.
That team's winning a gold medal.
You give me that team, and I'll give you whoever the U.S. sends out there, and I bet my team wins.
I'll tell you who's in.
Okay.
Who's committed so far. Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
Who in
these international play, he's really good in international play. So, okay.
Kevin Durant.
Pretty good.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Okay.
Draymond Green.
It's not bad.
Kyle Lowry.
Pretty good.
Paul George. Jimmy Butler. DeAndre Jordan, DeMar DeRozan, and announced today, Klay Thompson.
It's a real good team. I'll still take the first one.
I will too. Here's the list of guys who are still undecided, and obviously at the head of that list is LeBron James. I'm leaning him in the no category. And Kyrie Irving, who, you know, he looked pretty good. I mean, if they want him. Or if he wants to play, I would assume that he's one of the better guys on this list. If he wants to play, I would assume that he'll be able to. You know, if the list I just read you was of guys that are in, and Kyle Lowry is the only point guard that I named, and I'm not going to name another point guard who's better than Kyrie Irving. So
yeah, I think he'd be there.
Kevin Love,
okay.
Andre Iguodala,
okay.
Mike Conley, Kenneth Faried. Rudy Gay, Gordon Hayward, Harrison Barnes, Bradley Beal, Dwight Howard. That's the remaining crop of eligibles.
To be honest, I don't think there's anybody you said on that list that I would put on the best team of Americans going to an Olympics.
Well, at least a couple of them are going to be on.
Kyrie, yes. But other than that, I mean, that's a lot of backups.
Well, they've got 10 committed. They need two more. I would assume they're going to save at least one of those spots until LeBron James says, I'm not playing.
Right.
And then they'll decide on who the other guys are.
Doesn't one usually go to a college player or one that's coming into the NBA?
Yeah.
Like, I think Anthony Davis, when he got drafted,
but
he
I
got
think they
selected.
Changed it up now to where you have to be involved in Team USA basketball leading up to it, and I don't think they have any of those guys right now. I think it'd be nice to have Karl Anthony Towns on that team, but either way, I mean, a lot of these guys are that either had surgeries or. You know, I think Damian Lillard's mad that they didn't put him on the World Cup team, which I don't blame him. And now he's got a foot problem, and he's just like, you know what? Forget it. Some of these guys are just saying not interested. Like James Harden, Russell Westbrook, guys who don't really have a good reason to not play are just saying, not in.
Most of the time I'm going to criticize guys for not playing for their country, but considering everything that's going on down there.
I'm kind of with you.
I don't really have a problem with it. If a guy wants to say no, you know what? I might want to have kids down the road. And it's not just that. It's some of the other stuff going on down there. And somebody points out Towns is playing for the Dominican team.
Oh, okay.
So, but I'm not going to blame guys. I'm not going to blame guys for that. I mean, that's and I also, well, there's two reasons I wouldn't blame guys. The guys that were in the finals all the way up until June and who've done it before, like LeBron has, I'm not going to fault him for that. It's also a guy who's been through, you know, how many years where he's played into June now.
Yeah.
He's won gold medals. It's okay, I think, if he wants to sit out. Same thing with Steph. I mean, Steph got beat up pretty bad. You know, get ready for next year. It's great to – and I'm all for, man, represent America. But it's not just basketball. If there's people who don't want to go run track down there, I'm kind of okay with it.
By the way, since we've started this segment – LeBron James informed Team USA he will not play in the Rio Olympics. So scratch that name off.
Okay, so no shocker. So that team that's not going that I would take against yours?
Oh, without question.
Yeah, now it's not even a debate, right?
Yeah, it's not a debate. And really, if you go through, I don't know, maybe the three or four best players in the league not going. Durant is the one guy who maybe you could maybe look at and say he's a top five player in the league. But even like this year, I'd say Russell Westbrook was better than him. But Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry, LeBron James now.
It's a pretty big group.
James Harden, LaMarcus Aldridge. I mean, this is...
Well, and
Kawhi Leonard, the best defensive player, who I mean, there's no question that guy would be on the roster. An international play, a guy like that is very valuable.
Okay, I know I'm going to get it's a long story answer from you, John, but good question from one of our listeners. Speaking of USA basketball, have those promo ticks made it to the station? Because we've had a couple people who won tickets come down to get them, and they weren't here yet.
That's a long story.
Yeah, I haven't been told.
Okay. Can we find out just so we can let the people know that, hey, your tickets are here?
Yeah, because
we gave away a bunch of those, and they're going to get to go see, well, the second best team take on Nigeria, right? That's what it was?
I think so.
Hmm.
That's a long story, though.
Yeah, it's a long story. Put it in your notebook.
Yeah.
Well, I got to leave it blank because it's such a long story.
I don't even know the story.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And, and there's a lot of guys I have noticed on some of the other teams that aren't going either. And some of them are injury things, like Dante Exum's not playing for Australia, but he's trying to get healthy to play next year, so I get that.
I mean, and that's the case, like Blake Griffin, for instance. That guy had a serious injury. Makes sense that he's not playing. Chris Paul, same boat. You know, there's a lot of these guys that I kind of understand why they're taking this time off. And like Anthony Davis, he had knee surgery. So a lot of these guys, they use the offseason to get healthy and get ready. And especially these guys that are on contending teams, it makes sense. Like Steph Curry, you know, again, this isn't to make it sound like he wasn't capable of doing anything in the finals, but clearly that guy got banged up over the course of the season and was banged up in the postseason.
Yeah.
And rather than risk another knee injury in the offseason, it makes more sense for a guy like him to get ready for the next season, especially considering he's got a big, giant, fat contract coming up.
And he's on a team that has a chance to win the title. Yeah.
I don't blame LeBron for not playing.
Well, no, I don't either.
There's some guys who have good reasons. And quite frankly, this year, I don't blame anybody. Even the guys who don't seem to really have a good reason. They're just like, I don't think I'm going to play. Russell Westbrook and James Harden are the ones that jump out at me that I've looked all over the interwebs to find a reason why. Just said they just withdrew their names, and there's no like explanation as to why. But again, I don't really blame them this year.
I'm
not trying to go get a tiny head.
Well, James Harden came out and said he wants to focus on luring free agents to Houston. I think today. I think that was earlier today.
James Harden doesn't want to focus on anything. James Harden doesn't focus in the offseason. Everyone knows that.
And I'm paraphrasing. He said they had a very disappointing season, and he wants to focus on the upcoming season and free agents.
Well,
good luck. Yeah, so what he should do is how about go where all the best players in the world are going to be and talk to some of those guys? Try and do some recruiting over there in Brazil.
Well, I would think by the time the Olympics are here, aren't you done with all that?
I think so.
I mean, it just surprises me that would be the reason. Because if you say, you know what, I need to be in better shape next year, okay. I'm good with that. But.
Here we go. This is the exact quote. Last year was very frustrating as an organization in Houston. So for me, I think I'm trying to get our winning ways back to the championship ways. Just being a part of that free agency process, trying to get guys to Houston and trying to win that right now is something that I'm trying to focus on. And that's what he said when he was asked about the Rio Olympics.
All right.
Do you believe him, John?
No.
Neither do I. But you know what? That's all right. You say whatever he wants, right? Okay, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You know what I hate is when I have like Jong told me to do this thing, which I always pull it right up off my email and it's there, and suddenly I can't find it. And now I'm like having to dig through all my email to find this thing. So I don't know how the heck that happened.
I guess we should also, what we didn't do in the first segment was tell people that, hey, we're not in Sugarland at the Skeeters game.
Oh, yeah. That's a good thing to bring up. Thank you.
Yeah, in case you were planning on seeing us there.
Yeah, we are in studio. And we
I don't think they're even going to play a game.
Yeah, they're not playing a game tonight because apparently there was some kind of weather thing and the team couldn't get here. The Patriots could not get here.
Yeah.
So I'll find out exactly what it was and we'll tell you when we come back. Right now, I got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Academies. If there's a kid who wants to drop out of school and doesn't know what to do, at-risk kids who drop out of other schools, Houston Can Academy takes them in. They work around whatever it was that caused those problems. And the cool thing is they're taking kids that who knows where they would have wound up and gives them a second chance to get through school. And so many of them take advantage of that and go on and do great things. And that's what Houston Can Academy does. It's a terrific place. And so many of these kids will impact other kids who go on and do good things, other kids who would have had the same problems. And it's just amazing the impact it has. And you can help because they need your help so that they can help these kids. And the way you can help is very easy. You're just donating a vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's even running. Doesn't matter how long it's been sitting there. You could have the weeds grown over the thing. Doesn't matter. They will come and tow it free of charge. They'll fill out all the paperwork. They make it really easy on you. The Blitzers have been donating a lot of vehicles, by the way, so really proud of you guys. And there's a great reason to do it because your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you get Astros tickets. How cool is that? So they're going to come tow it. They're going to take care of everything. You get Astros tickets. You do a great thing. Get that tax donation. No reason not to do it. All you have to do, give them a call, 713-225-4226. That's 713-225-4226 or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, yeah, we're in studio today, so we will take some phone calls. We were supposed to be out at Constellation Field for the Skeeters, but game got canceled. So there is no Skeeters game tonight if you were planning to go out there. No one's fault. So do we have the details? Because I remember seeing that email, but...
I think the Patriots flight got delayed.
Oh, okay.
And from what I hear, they're trying to do a doubleheader on Saturday.
Ah. Yeah, their flight was canceled due to inclement weather. And the broadcast will be rescheduled for a future series, but the doubleheader on Saturday to make up the game, and they'll be posting updates on their Facebook page. There you go. See, we just let everybody know everything they needed to know. Well done. So
next time, let's just leave it at it's a long story. All right.
Now we got to tell the people, man.
Just all you got to do is tell them it's a long story.
Really? Guys. So that's kind of how we're going to do it. Like, okay, what do you think of the NBA draft tonight? Well... It's a long story.
It's a long story, yeah.
What about the Rockets in the second round, AJ?
It's a long story.
Hmm.
Is that good?
You know, I think it kind of... I don't think it works for what we do.
Oh, crap. All right, fine.
Robert wants to know, is James Harden going to strip clubs considered recruiting free agents? That is a long story. 407 asked, did you get read the huge article today on Deadspin blowing RJ Bell up? I have not read it yet. I saw the beginning of it. I will read it by tomorrow, and we'll talk to RJ about it when he comes on.
Yeah, I read it, and from what I understand, just reading RJ's Twitter feed, he's denying that any of it's true, but we'll have a discussion about it for sure.
Yeah, that's obviously it's something we'll talk about with him. I will... I apologize for not having had a chance to read it yet. It's very long, and I've been tied up. I will get to it. But before we talk to RJ tomorrow, certainly my first, just reading the first part of it, it's very similar to some of the same things that Sports Grid came out with about a year ago. But from what I understand, it's very in-depth and there's a lot of research and definitely need to dig into it. So I will do that before we talk to RJ.
Instead of it's a long story, I'll ask you how you want to handle NBA draft discussion today. Because I was torn on it myself. I don't know. I didn't know how much to prepare for the show. I know about most of these, the guys that will be drafted, at least most of the guys that played college basketball. I don't know as much about a lot of the foreign guys. But do you want to do like if people have questions, they can text them or tweet them in? Or would you rather me just sit here and blab about some of the guys that I like, some of the guys I don't like as much?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. For now, why don't you kind of – because this is one too. I'm not really sure how much interest there is because the Rockets don't have a high pick. But we have people from all over the place that listen to the show, and we always try to make sure that we hit every market. So how about this? Right now, you blab a little bit about some guys you like.
Okay.
And at 5:15, any draft questions that you might have, tweet them to us or text them to us, and we'll just let you go through them all. And if there's not a bunch of questions, all right, there's not that much interest.
Well, let's just do that. Let's just wait till 5:15 then, and I don't need to blab now.
Well, because, all right. Well,
and because I don't feel like the need to blab. I just, if somebody wants to talk about it, I'm okay to talk about it.
See, I'm okay with you blabbing about it because I know you've been following these guys and you know more about it than most people, and I get insight from it. So from that perspective, it's okay. I just don't know what the general interest is, and this is a good way to do it. We'll just say at 5:15, and if we get a bunch of questions, we'll do a couple segments on
it.
And if we get no questions, then we'll go back to talking about little people strippers and stuff.
Yeah, so 5:15, if you want to know about some of the guys that are higher end prospects for the NBA draft, or if you want to know team needs, like who a team might be looking at, things like that, we can get into that at 5:15 then.
A couple things from Twitter. Joe says whoever wins the All-Star game in the Olympic year should just send that All-Star team. Yeah, except half those guys will be foreigners. That would be the problem with that. And Jay says, I can't believe you guys aren't spending 4 hours on J.J. Watt's Super Soccer Baby.
We talked about that yesterday, bro.
We were ahead of we were doing this 2 days ago with the Super Soccer Babies. And, that's great. I hope. The problem is,
on Tuesday, we talked about creating a Super Soccer Baby.
No, we talked about creating several.
Yeah.
Because they're all not going to hit.
But at least one. We wanted to try to create the best player in the world.
Right.
And make it American.
Right.
And we said that we would need a superior athlete to breed with one of our best female soccer players. Yesterday, J.J. Watt made it happen. And it came out that he's breeding with a player from the Houston Dash. Maybe not breeding, but practicing breeding. For sure, at least. And so I'm guessing JJ listens to the show and said, you know what? They're right.
It's on me.
Let me go be. I may not create the baby they deserve, but it's the baby they need.
Yeah, it's the baby we need. Definitely. I don't know how good she is, though.
I don't either.
All I know is the only thing.
I mean, she's a professional soccer player, though.
Well, but the only thing I know is that about the Dash is that I get these emails from Dash Communications, and it's always Dash lose another one 3-0. So I don't know. John, can you tell me something about her? Is she really good? Did she play on the national team? Or is she just hot?
I have no idea who it is.
Okay. And we'd ask Glenn Davis, but then he would just go on about, oh, well, these women are much better than you think. And, So I don't know where to get the information from.
We do have some breaking news in the NBA. The Sixers have traded Nerlens Noel to the Celtics for the 3rd pick.
Wow. Okay.
Not really surprised by that. That rumor's been out there for about 4 days.
So the Sixers have the 1st and the 3rd pick.
So they'll obviously take Ben Simmons one, which gives them another front court guy. So that makes sense.
Oh, man, I got duped.
Did you?
A fake account.
Ah.
Come on, John.
You
hit the breaking news sounder and everything?
I know. We got all excited.
Well, I was earlier in the day, the Rockets were rumored to be involved with Nerlens Noel for Trevor Ariza and Patrick Beverley. So I wanted to see what the update was. So I Twitter searched Nerlens Noel, and one of the first things to pop up was SportsCenter, and the Twitter account is fake.
It was a fake SportsCenter account?
Yes.
You were fooled.
Did you not notice that?
No, because I didn't check for a check mark.
You don't have to check for a check mark. You just have to make sure that it's an actual.
Yeah, my bad.
John, come on, man. Like the Rock. Really, you would trade Nerlens Noel for.
Shame.
Trevor Ariza and Patrick Beverley?
Oh, no. That one was the actual rumor.
I know it's a rumor.
From what I understand, that was an actual offer that the Sixers rejected.
Well, yeah. If I'm the Sixers, I'm laughing in your face at that.
Yeah.
So the RJ Bell story is a long story. It literally is. Yes. Let's try Raymond. What's up, Raymond?
Sports
to you.
Hey, man, I was just curious. What do you guys think about that 18-year-old Astros pitcher that they just signed? I want to hear from you guys because I know you guys are pretty honest and pretty good at what I talk about, man. So I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks.
Well, if you know us, you know that I don't know anything about high school baseball. But I know he was the guy they took with, the 17th pick, yeah. mid-first-round pick. Forrest Whitley is his name. I don't know anything about him. All I know is
big guy throws hard.
Yeah.
Great record in high school.
He won't be in the major leagues for four more years, so there's no sense in getting too worked up about it right now.
Yeah, that's one of the things about baseball, especially with draft picks. Boy, that music came up fast. You were really cutting me off before I could. Okay, that's cool. Well, we'll talk about it when we come back then. How's that?
From what I understand, they had to – he wanted to go to Florida State. And basically, the Astros paid him $640,000 more over the slotted bonus value to convince him to sign.
Which, good move.
Yep.
Good move to get a guy like that. But who knows what he's going to turn out to be. It's so hard to judge high school kids. And, you know, maybe he's Lance McCullers in a couple of years. And if he is, you got a great pick. But to... there's no way you can sit here and rip them for it or praise them for it because
there's just no way
to know. I mean, especially with high school kids. And well, with college kids, too. As much as everybody liked the Bregman pick last year, and he looks good so far, but you don't know. I mean, there are people who make a living out there talking to you about baseball prospects, and they know about as much as we do. They're guessing.
Of their top 10 picks in this draft, only one has not signed.
Oh, that's good.
And the Astros have signed 26 of their 40 draft picks, but they've only not signed one of the top 10, and he's actually still playing in Omaha. So I understand why he's a little busy.
Well, that's a good sign. I mean, that's to me that's more important than they sign this guy or that guy.
Yeah,
you keep getting all your top picks in, you get them signed, you're going to hit on some of those guys. So. There you go. Sorry, I know you want to sit down and break down everything about the kid. He throws 97. He's tall. He dominates high schoolers, which sounds about like three or four prospects every year, and one or two of them work out. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify if someone's head off.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN is your number. Some breaking news. This was kind of a big deal all week. It wouldn't really have affected us, but it looks like Britain is staying in the European Union, according to
Thank goodness.
Yeah. I know David Beckham came out and said stay there. So, 832 NBA draft pass. How about them Astros being over 500?
The Astros are one game over 500.
Yep.
That's it. That's all I got.
9.5 games out of first.
So. Yeah. About them Astros being one game over 500.
Ooh. Yeah, let's celebrate that. Hey, they're playing.
Are we going to celebrate? Like, let's say the Texans are at some point this season 5-4.
Oh, God, yeah.
Are we going to really celebrate that?
Yeah. Well, it depends on, you know, if one of those wins is somebody big. Now I got to go look at the schedule.
Did we celebrate every time the Rockets got one game over 500?
Well, no.
Because they were going back and forth.
No, because that would have been every day. What everybody did do is, oh, they've turned it around. They've turned it around every time they got over 500. Where did they finish?
500.
I'm just saying. No, I think they're playing better, but you know, you can't sit here.
It's a game of runs. There's going to be runs of ups, runs of downs.
2 weeks ago when all you guys were telling me what a great player George Springer was and how stupid I was for daring to call him above average because he was on the hottest streak of his career, probably second hottest. Where are you now? I mean, that's baseball. You cannot analyze day after day after day. If you do, you'll drive yourself crazy. Let's try a phone call. Reed, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I was wondering what you guys think about this Alessandro Gentile, this forward we have coming over from Italy. Apparently, he's supposed to be a big deal. They're saying he's going to have a pretty big impact. I don't know much about him, so wondering what you guys think. I'll hang up and listen.
Again, I don't know much about these Euro guys. I do know that Gentile is one of those guys that he had a very good season over there and is finishing off a very good season over there. I don't know. I never know how these guys are going to translate once they get in here with good players. I mean, he's got good size. He's a good scorer, which is, I mean, something they desperately need. Yeah. Somebody besides James Harden who can score. So, I don't know. He can shoot the three even a little bit. Decent player. I don't know what he can do in the NBA.
Yeah, and I just haven't seen enough of him.
Yeah,
but he's a Gentile. I don't know about these Gentiles.
Now, believe it or not, I don't watch too much EuroLeague. I could read you what somebody who does writes, but I don't know how much that'll do you.
832 says, happy National Astros one game over 500 day. It could
be. Is that
a
day, John?
Yeah, it probably is. National Astros one game over 500 day.
Well, if they keep going back and forth, then it's going to be a lot of those days this year.
This is a good run for them. They just need to keep it going. I'm getting a lot of Twitter questions about what I like in the CFL this week. I'm not able to look at anything right now. I'm still not sure I'm doing any more picks. I talked about this after the Belmont that I might be done with public picks, and right now I'm still in that mode. Plus, I'm just too busy to look. So I apologize in advance. You're kind of on your own. Let's take Mark. What's up, Mark?
Hey, sports guys. How you doing?
Sports to you.
Hey, switching topics on TV. I was curious your guys' thought on the Simmons. Bill Simmons' new show yesterday, and his constant, I would say, bashing of ESPN has kind of gotten old. Just kind of get your thoughts, and as a casual fan, it just seems like that's his only shtick now, and he just does not let it go. Thanks.
I didn't see the show because Bill Simmons is just not somebody I'm interested in watching, and it's not always a case like that. Like, I don't like Joe Buck either. But he's also had some interviews with people that I found interesting, so I wound up watching his show occasionally. Still don't like him, but I thought he had some real good interviews. So at some point, maybe I'll watch it if I'm interested in the subject. But I'm just not – Bill Simmons isn't for me. He never has been. I think he's – you know, his style is not something that I enjoy. And, you know, as far as bashing ESPN, I mean, that's part of his shtick. It's just like Skip's shtick of bashing everybody. That's what they do, and it's made them a lot of money, and it's gotten them some very high profile jobs, but just not for me. So, well, you love Bill Simmons, though.
I don't love him. I don't hate him like you do.
But I don't hate him. I just have no interest in him. That's the thing. I'm not. That doesn't make me a hater. That I won't watch your show because I don't think you're any good. That's not being a hater. I got better stuff to do. I'm not going to watch Big Bang Theory either.
To hear Bill Simmons complain about ESPN, though, I mean, that's been going on since the day he got fired. And does it bother me? Not really. I don't really care. It's not to me, it's a non-issue. That guy can do what he wants. I haven't watched that show once, so.
Well, I think this was the first one.
Okay.
I don't know because, I
thought about setting it to record, and then I was like, no, I got my DirecTV installed today.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of get through my, you know, what I had on the DVR, what I could get through.
And so I was like, well, I'm not even going to set it to record because I won't get around to watching it by the time I get a new TV anyway, a new provider. So I didn't watch it. I didn't record it. And I don't even know if I'll record it now. I just don't know how much I care.
I don't care. I'll tell you what I did watch. It was pretty good. Was Lampley's fight game on Ali. Went back and showed a bunch of his big fights. That was really good.
I'll watch anything on Ali.
Yeah, that I highly recommend. So, 2-1 says, I'm going everywhere with my shirt off like J.R. Smith to celebrate the Astros one game over 500.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Jermaine says, Gentile had two other top Euro teams offering him roughly $7 million over 2 years, which is decent. Has a 700 Euro buyout. I don't know how many dollars that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that's over a million, though.
Probably.
I think it's John will punch that up, right? I know it's not going to take him that long.
Yeah, how many euros? 700,000?
700,000 euros. I'm going to guess 1.2 million.
Oh, no. It's close to 800,000.
Oh, okay.
It's 700,000, whatever. It's close to 800,000.
So it's not, okay. I kind of thought the euro and the pound were in the same.
The euro's value has gone down over the last year and a half.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't imagine that if a guy like this, who, from all accounts, was very good in the Italian league, if he's like saying, hey, I want to come over and play for you guys now, I would guess the Rockets aren't really in a spot to say no unless they want to keep using Trevor Ariza and Corey Brewer every night. I mean,
well, it's time for them to move on from those guys and yeah. Try some new blood.
But. So you've got a 23-year-old who's an excellent passer and can create his own shot. I don't understand why there's even a question. So, just say...
Especially with the extra cap room this year.
Yeah.
What's a big deal?
People have compared him favorably to Andres Nocioni. I mean, there was a good while when that guy played very well in Chicago.
Yeah.
And, you know, D'Antoni's had some good success with international players, so maybe so. But again, I haven't watched too much of the kid.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Lots more to go. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. The Copa America finals are Sunday. Join us at ESPN 97.5's official Copa destination, the Gorgeous Gale. Glenn Davis will host a special broadcast of Soccer Matters from 5 until 7, right, John?
Yes.
Okay, so this is still wrong. Just so you know, I know it's a long story, but it says 4 until 6. 5 until 7 with surprise guests joining him on site. Come early and stay late and see who will win it all. 5% chance I will be one of the surprise guests. 5%, even though it's not What Are the Odds Wednesday. A couple things from the text line. 713 says, I'm getting DirecTV installed tomorrow. I'm trusting your praise for it, Fred. That and it's so much cheaper than UVerse. I never had UVerse. That's the one thing I don't have a context to put it up against that.
Loved UVerse.
I had everything else. I've had Comcast. I've had Dish. And DirecTV is by far the best one that I've had out of all of those. I've had so little problems with them and from a customer service perspective, too. But I never had UVerse. So, and then someone says, started Banshee and now have a thing for Amish girls, thanks to Rebecca.
Ugh, yeah, I don't think she's like all Amish girls.
No, she's a little bit different. She's special. I miss that show already.
Yeah.
Does anybody know when Mr. Robot comes back? I got excited because I looked at my DVR and there was a Mr. Robot on there. And I'm like, oh, man, it must be back. And it was some special about computer hacking that had the people from Mr. Robot. I'm like, what the hell? How dare you do that to me?
Was it on the same channel?
Yeah, same channel, same actors. Lame. And it was, yeah. And I was like, oh, wow. How did I miss that? I was sure somebody on Twitter would tell me that show was back. But, no, that kind of sucked.
Looking at IMDb, it looks like it's slated for July 13th.
Okay. Well, I'll be out of town. I'll have to record it. Let's grab a phone call. Marcus. What's up, buddy?
Sports. What's going on, guys?
Hey, now. Sports.
Hey, I was just listening, man. I'm okay with giving away anything on that Rocket roster except for Clint Capella. So I think you guys are right. We need a new look here in Houston, and I think trading up for Diego would be good. Only problem I have with that is James Harden. Of course, we all know, you know, as a European guy, played in Europe, it's a totally different ball game. You know, it's more of a sharing the ball type of thing, and guys get what they get out of the system. Diego's that kind of kid, and Harden's not. So I don't know how he's going to feel about sitting around waiting for some guy to try and score while he just sits back in the backdrop waiting on a pass.
I mean,
maybe shoot open three.
I'm guessing even in Italy, this guy's got a TV, and he's probably seen what James Harden does, and he says he's excited about the possibility to play with James Harden. So, you know, and I don't understand. I've heard a lot of people say that. I'm okay with giving up anything on the roster except for Clint Capella.
Well, in the right deal, I would too. But as far as guys I would bring back, though, yeah, I think I like his upside, and I think he's the kind of guy that can fit because he'll rebound. But yeah, if somebody offered me a better player, I would do it.
Yeah,
but
Clint Capella is a good player.
If it were up to me, if you made me Daryl Morey for a day and you gave me that roster, then and told me do whatever I want, I would be rid of everybody except probably Harden and Capella. I would have brand new guys in everywhere. Maybe. Now, I wouldn't even keep Beverly anymore.
I do think it's funny that the names that I've heard most mentioned with trade rumors have been McDaniels, Ariza, and Beverly, which basically includes that's everybody who tries to play defense on this team.
Yeah.
They're all gone. Yeah. We'll get rid of those guys.
We were talking about it.
We're not doing any of that.
Ariza's defense last year was not very good.
No, it was not.
And it was...
But
then nobody
relative
nobody's
to the worse. League. No, relative to the rest of his
oh for
team,
the Rockets. Yeah, he was a superstar.
Yeah.
Oh well. 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And Tanner was saying September 9th for that. Never mind, that's Narcos. So July makes more sense. Maybe that's why they did it. I'm really short on TV right now. I'm down to one last Game of Thrones. I've got Preacher. That's about it. I'm not really watching anything else.
Yeah.
So I need something else because Orphan Black ended. And
I don't know what I've got going on.
Yeah. There's not much here. Oh, Hell on Wheels. I'm watching that too.
Yeah.
But I haven't been too impressed with the first two, but at least he's back. When he's at the railroad, it's fun, and he's back at the railroad. So
I can't believe his wife is banging some other dude.
Well, yeah, and he's, you know.
And he's, like, okay with it.
Have you seen the second one yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Well... it didn't take him long once he left there.
Yeah.
And that show is good when he's killing people and banging every chick in sight. And that's hopefully what we'll get back to here. Because when he was being Mr. Amish guy and everything else, it was boring. People all over that Peaky Blinders. I tried to watch it and I couldn't understand a word they were saying. And I'm pretty good at picking out those accents because I watch a lot of BBC stuff, but that one didn't work for me. The Irish guy on Preacher, he intentionally talks that way so you can't understand him. It's hilarious. Because the preacher can't understand half of what he's saying, and it really works. You're going to like that show. Keep getting asked about the RJ Bell stuff. We talked about this in the first segment. I have not read it yet. I will read it tomorrow. We'll talk to RJ tomorrow about it. Can't really comment beyond that. Other than I've there have been stories like this before.
Yeah, there's no point in us commenting on it. I mean, when we can just ask RJ about it tomorrow.
Yeah, and I will have read it by tomorrow. I'll go through it and see how thorough they were. But it's very long, and just haven't had a chance to look at it yet. But obviously, before we have RJ on the air tomorrow, we'll take a look at it. It's not like we're ducking it. It's not like we don't want to, get into it. It's, that thing's extremely long, and I need to not only read it, but analyze exactly where everything's coming from. So, get a lot of people talking about Animal Kingdom, too. I've not tried that. I will be looking for something new here sometime in the next couple of weeks. And a lot of people talk about Ray Donovan. I was out on that after season one. So, not for me. And once I drop a show, I don't pick it back up. And that it was so good. It started off so promising, but it's like a lot of Showtime shows. Almost every Showtime show has been like that for me. Like, it's so good for about five episodes, and then it starts sucking. And then by the end of season one, I'm like, forget about it. 713-780-ESPN. Chase asking, what about Orange is the New Black? Same thing. I like most of the first season, and I just kind of lost interest in it. So, yeah, there's a... I think I'm really interested to see. I kind of wish Game of Thrones would push back a little bit, just from a selfish perspective.
What do you mean?
Well, because NBA Finals are over. You know, I kind of wish it was about another month. Like, it'd go, I mean, to
that's probably why it's the perfect time to have your finale.
No, it is, but I think, wouldn't it be better to have episode 6 right now and have your finale in July before camps open, before people get into that? I mean, there's no competition except baseball.
Yeah.
And it got a late start this year. It's usually early April, isn't it? And this year is at the end of April. So, in past years, it would have been over by now.
Yeah. I kind of think maybe even a month further back, started a month later. I'm just already missing it. That's why. It's just like Banshee. So I was so excited for the last episode and so depressed at the same time. All right, quick break. A lot more to go. Two more hours worth. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.